All right, I got a bone to pick with you, YouTube people. Now, this is what happened. Yesterday, I put out a video called How to Render Transparent Website Elements CSS Opacity Tutorial. Three or four people commented in and said, I would like for the text to be not faded, but still be in that box that is faded. But any images or text that I put in that box, I don't want it to fade out with the box. And I clearly stated at the end of this video that using the CSS opacity setting, that anything that is inside of the element is also going to fade along with the element. So people were looking for a solution to not have the text and images fade that are inside of that element. People were responding back to those people looking for a solution, saying use background RGBA on the element one. So they were saying instead of using these opacity settings, just use background RGBA settings, which allows you to adjust the alpha, but it doesn't work in Internet Explorer 8, which has a large share of the market still. So you don't want to apply something. You don't want to remove, basically you don't want to remove what I took my time to show you. It works in IE8, it works in Opera, Firefox, Chrome, all the browsers that matter anyway. It works in all of those the same. So you don't want to take that and replace it with something that works in all browsers but like the most popular one in the world. That's just crazy. So that's why my hand is forced to make this video. I'm going to show you now a Z-index approach to layering. What Z-index does, it allows you to layer one element on top of the other if you want. So all we have to do is we keep this div element a nice black little background. Here, let's look at it visually. We'll keep this div element a nice black background that's faded so we can see our cool colors behind in the big main background of the page. But what we'll do is take the content out, we'll put that in a different div and layer it and put it right on top of this div so it looks like it's right inside of the box. And all we have to do is make sure we set a height for this background faded div that will match your content. And I'll show you that, don't worry about it. It's so simple. And anybody says that this is difficult, they're crazy. And this is going to work in Internet Explorer 8, Firefox, or Chrome, the Opera. I'm going to show you right now. Alright, this is the same exact page and script that was in the last video where we were showing how to add these three lines to make opacity work in all the major browsers of today. I'm going to take this file. I'm going to do a couple of tweaks to it right in front of your face just so you can see how simple it is to do it, alright? Don't worry about it. Okay, down in the HTML. Remember we had div ID element 1. I'm going to press Control C on that. Go down one line, Control V. I'm going to call this, instead of element 1, content 1. I'm going to remove all content from element 1. And just put that tag all on its own line where it opens and closes all by itself there on line 34, you see. Okay, now I have div ID content 1 underneath element 1. That means element 1 is going to be our background. It's not going to have any text or anything in it. So we're going to have to assign a height for it. But that's no biggie. That's very easy to do. You just assign a height that's going to match your content or whatever height you want. Now we put any content that we like right here. So here, I'll just put a couple of, let's go into design mode and Dreamweaver here. Let's put a couple of paragraphs. I'm just hitting enter and pasting the same text in. Okay, now, and don't worry about what it looks like in design view right now. You have to put some CSS for this content one, this new content container. This is the one that's going to hold your pictures, your text, and all that stuff that you don't want to fade. But you want it to be in a faded box that has a faded background. Okay, now let's grab this element 1 CSS, because it's going to be very similar. Actually, I'm going to take this code. I'm going to put it right under the body tag. That way that's a little bit separated up top for the normal stuff. And now we have our unique element 1. And now we have, I just copied and pasted that right under itself, and here's content 1. Now let's apply some positioning and z-index. So what we're going to do is make sure that in content 1 we remove the opacity settings because we don't want those things to become faded. Padding, switch out for margin just to make things easier. That way it has margin all the way around on all four sides, top, left, right, and bottom of 24 pixels. Content 1 is going to be laying right on top of element 1. So since the elements are going to be centered, we want to make sure this one has text align of left. We want to make sure the width is a little bit smaller so it's not crouched up against the very edge or borders of your background, your element 1 background. So let's make that something like 840 so it rests inside it a little bit, nice and comfy. The color of the text inside is going to be white. That's good. Now let's just add the positioning. I'm going to add the position property and make that relative. So it's going to have relative positioning inside of the centering tag along with this element 1, which will also have relative positioning. Well, I'm adding that to element 1, you see. And element 1, I'm going to give a z-index of, which is layering. I'm going to give this a z-index of 1, so it's on the bottom. I'm going to give content 1 the z-index of 2, so it rests above the layer, which is element 1. Now, inside of element 1, you don't need any text to be white. You can remove that. Text align, you don't need that either, I don't think. The background color, the border we want. This one doesn't need a background color or a border. Content 1 is where our text and our images are going to be on its own layer, so we don't need border and background since our element 1 is serving as our faded background. It has a border, it has a background color. And let's see, padding, we want to remove the padding. There, I think that's pretty good. Now all we need is, along with the width, a height attribute or property. All we need along with the width is to add height now to element 1, which is our background. And I'm just going to make mine, 240 pixels. And I think we're good to go. Actually, I have a lot of paragraphs there. See, so that wasn't so hard. Basically, all I did was rearrange things. Let's see, content here, I don't need text align twice. And make sure everything's cool. Margin, text align, color's white, width. Oh, we have to give this a top value. So it comes up. If we look at it right now, let's look at it in Chrome real quick. But all browsers right now, you'll see that this content div is underneath that one. All we have to do is set the top property. So Z index and then top. Let's put that at -240, I guess, to match this height of the box. So top colon -240. Pixels. Let's see what that gives us. Press F12 if you're in Dreamweaver and you can render right out. And there you go. The only reason that took so long is because I explained every step to you, and guess what? It works in all major browsers. Alright, now let's test it in all the browsers. Okay, so now we have a faded background with content on top that is not faded at all. In Google Chrome, here's Internet Explorer. All I have to do is press refresh here. You can see it looks good in Internet Explorer. Let's go ahead and squish this up. Let's do a scroll just to make sure everything's cool when people scroll and resize the window. It's all great. That's Internet Explorer 8. So Chrome, Internet Explorer 8 looking great. Firefox, refresh. Bada bing, bada boom. Opera, refresh. Bada boom, bada bing. So there's a good solution for you. And now, if you didn't have any experience using z-index properties, now you do. So you can see, all I did was simply take element 1 and remove the content from it, give it a height, and give it a z-index of 1. That means it's going to be layer 1. Then I took a new div layer and I put it right on top, z-index of 2. Give it a top property of minus whatever the height of this box is here. And it falls right into place there. So very easy. So I hope that helps clear it up and we can stop saying crazy things about using RGBA settings until everybody stops using Internet Explorer 8, at least. Or maybe somebody has, scripted workarounds for using RGBA in Internet Explorer 8, but I don't feel like fooling with any hacks. I'd rather just apply layering. It's very easy to use Z-index. So there you go. Bye-bye.